Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good evening. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. I am your host, Poetic Energy. My co-host, Stevie G, is going to be off this evening. However, we do have a guest co-host this evening, author Michael Hansen. He's a former guest of ours, and he's going to aid us tonight in giving away one of his autographed copy books entitled Jubilant Whispers. I'm going to connect Michael into the show just right now. Michael, welcome to the show.
Hey, Michelle. It's great to be here.
Yes, it's great to have you again on the show, as not as a featured guest this time, but as our co-host. What a wonderful thing to happen for us this evening, because we are so blessed to have you here sharing the platform with us this evening.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot of fun tonight.
Yes, I'm so looking forward. I just quickly, Michael, want to just acknowledge the people that we do have in the chat room at the moment. We have Poetic State of Mind. Welcome to the show, Faith Poetry. Author Michael Hansen, Shanice Marie, Miss Strong Island, always in the house, in style. We welcome you to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. We look forward to having a great old time with some poets coming through, sharing their voice tonight. This evening, we will be giving away a GPS system and also an autographed copy of Michael Hansen's book entitled Jubilant Whispers. So, poets, feel free to just go ahead and call in. We're going to open up with some music for the time being. And then when we return, we will definitely open the mic and have author Mike Hansen start us off with a poem from his book, Jubilant Whispers. But before we do that, we're going to play some Christmas music for you just to usher the atmosphere into a festive evening tonight. We're going to start off with Bryant McKnight, I'll Be Home for Christmas, and then when we return, like I said, we will have author Michael Hansen bless us with one of his poems from his book entitled Jubilant Whispers. Stay tuned, folks.
I'll be home
Welcome back to the Poetic Energy Radio Show. That was Mr. Brian McKnight with I'll Be Home for Christmas. Like as we promised, we're going to have our guest host, Mr. Michael Hansen, bless us with one of his poems from his title, Jubilant Whispers, which is also going to be one of our giveaways this evening. Michael, why don't you go ahead and read one of your poems from your title?
Okay, let's see. Do.
Michael,
always
can you
have
hear
a tough...
me?
Yeah, can you hear me okay? Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Michael, are you there?
Hello, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Well, it seems that Michael can't hear me, but we are going to... give you another poem this evening, and actually, I want to give you an opportunity to listen to the favorites, show favorites. It's from Miss Alicia Bolden with the Dark Skin Anthem. We're going to play that until we get Michael back onto the show. All righty. This is one of our favorites that you guys like from times past we played. So we are going to play that, and then we're going to have Michael come back and give us one of his poems from Jubilant Whispers. Stay tuned, folks. Until then, Stylicia Bolden with Dark Skin Anthem.
This is the Dark Skin Anthem. Get ready. Get ready for all you dark-skinned people, because this is the Dark Skin Anthem. See, my black is beautiful, from the darkest part of the sun to the lightest part of the moon. Straight, natural, perm, weave, dreads all upon my head. Dark skin is definitely back in. See, I say it again, dark skin is definitely back in. Don't you know that dark skin is back in? Don't you know that dark skin is back in? We represent with our stylish hair and sexy eyes. From Express to Gabbana, we rock it well with the gold tones complimenting our chocolate brown skin. Because once you go black, baby, I trust and promise that you will never go back. Don't you know that dark skin is back in? See, we got women represent from Fantasia to Mary J, to Miss Michelle Obama in that White House paving the way. Don't you know that dark skin is back in? Chocolate is very addictive to many men. See, we represent with the short, sassy cuts to the extensions. What? Glue to fuse to Nubian braids. We rock. See, I'm going to be a chocolate brown sister that'll never stop. So stand up for the dark skin anthem. Stand up and say, I'm proud to be dark-skinned.
All right, that was Miss Alicia Bolden, y'all. We're going to connect our co-host, Mr. Michael Hansen, back into the show. Michael, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Hello?
All righty. We're having somewhat of a difficulty here for a moment. What we're going to do, folks, we're going to, Michael, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Well, Michael, if you can hear me on the air, go ahead and recite one of your poems.
Okay. Cryptically Hip by Michael H. Hansen. She dances far outside my reel, amidst the shades of cooler trees. Ethereal with hot repeal, beyond my grasp and lesser needs. A charmed enigma in my dream, bohemian in voice and thought. A canvas rich with twilight creeds, sweet southern siren I once thought. Utopian in grace and form, both fanciful and tightly sealed. Her will a strangely hidden storm, unfettered by my pale appeals. This weak confession from my lips, this kitschy postmodern worship, this chic and high-def cyber chip, this goddess cryptically hip.
Hello, folks. Can you hear me now? Alrighty, I don't know what that glitch was, but nevertheless, we are back on the show. We still have time remaining. I do see people in on. I'm going to connect Michael back in. Michael, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, Michael, I don't know what that is. I don't know what happened here.
Well, as long as we're all connected now, I guess that's all that matters.
Yes. We do have a caller on the air, Michael, so we're going to take the first caller.
Mm-hmm.
Caller from the 631 area code, you're on the air with Poetic Energy Radio. Who do we have on the air with us? Caller from the 631 area code.
Come on now, don't be shy.
Are you there, caller? Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to continue to have, we're going to play another song until we see what's going on with the switchboard here. We're going to have another piece by another poet here, Mr. Quiet Storm of Spoken Word. We are going to, you know, bless you with one of his pieces. Entitled Deeply, folks.
Here, I lay next to you, inhaling your fragrance, a French vanilla scent that has given me a yin of relaxation and a yang of causing my nature to rise. I take a moment to gaze upon your being, and I think to myself, how blessed can one man be? There you lie before me with your caramel skin tint looking beyond peaceful. I brush aside your shoulder length hair and whisper in your right ear the words, I love you. After kissing you on your cheek, I make my way to the mid-portion of your back, the softness of your skin with my lips. With the passing of a few minutes, my fingertips and tongue take their privileged place at the small of your back. Rhythmic tremors begin to travel to the areas of you that cause the whites of your eyes to appear. For a millisecond, there is no lung function, and you have to remember to breathe. Of course, at this moment, I'm not fully aware of how you are being moved, but the limpness of your body lets me know that I moved you in the manner you desire. I make my way to your inner thigh in the midst of kissing you right there. I take in the aroma of your oasis, and at that moment, I experience the reverse movement of my eye. Yet I fight to stay in this frame of time because this is about me catering to your wants. My objective is to take you to that level of complete ecstasy. Unexpectedly, you turn to me, tell me to penetrate you with deep kisses, hold you in my arms, take my rightful place inside you, and you say to me, take your time and make love to me deeply.
All right, that was Mr. Quiet Storm, a spoken word with Deeply. We're going to try to connect. 631, are you on the air? Caller from the 631, you're on the air with the Poetic Energy Radio Show. How can I help you? Okay, all righty.
Sorry,
well,
unlucky night
tonight. I don't know if they hear me. I'm connecting them in. Well, Michael, we are going to continue to, we're going to play another spoken word piece and until our poets get, you know, we have a lot of poets in the chat room here. I know you're probably still warming up, but we at least need you to have you to call so you can to be able to win the two prizes. Okay, we're going to have Neo Soldier with Colors, and we'll be back after this, folks. Oh, we do. Okay, we do have some callers here. Michael, are you still there?
Yeah, I am. Still here.
Okay.
It's like a full house tonight,
something
too.
Something is going on with the chat room to this evening.
Well, Strong Island 631 says he's on the line.
Yeah, I am. I see everyone on the line, but it's not allowing me to connect.
Yeah, it looks like those BTR gremlins are out tonight, huh, Michelle?
Yeah, you see, this it happens every now and again, and this is our. Let me see if I refresh the page here.
There's so many votes here. I'd really love to hear everybody, too. This would be great.
Yeah, we do have quite a bit of poets this evening. Let me see if I open up in a different browser. Maybe it's something wrong with my computer here. Well, poets, we thank you for your patience. We are going to continue on with, we're going to try to open up in a new, please bear with us, we're going to try to open up in a new browser and see if that has something to do with it, because I see everyone on the switchboard, but nothing is allowing me to connect you onto the air. Are you still there, Michael?
Yep, still here.
Okay, you're still there, and that's odd, because I can't connect anyone else in.
Huh.
I heard about some glitches with, let me just go in another. All righty. Caller from the 31 area code, you're on the air with the Poetic Energy Radio Show. Who do we have with us? Caller from the 631 area code, are you there?
Are you there, Strong Island?
Strong Island. Okay, let's try to connect the other person in.
Hi, can you hear
me? Okay, call from the 631 area code. You're on the air with Poetic Energy. Are you there?
Yes, I am. This is Strong Island. How are you?
Hi, Strong Island. Nice to hear your voice finally.
I've been saying it for so long.
Hey, Strong.
Hello. Okay, I want to do the piece called Orgasmic Relaxation.
All right.
And it goes like this. Good morning, you say, as I turn and look your way. Your hands start stroking my long hair. My hands start caressing your face, messing with the cute dimples in your cheeks as my legs advance up the sheets. Now your hands advance down to the fiery pussy that always wants to be found. My hands now leave its place to travel down into your space. I start caressing one ball, making sure not to forget the second one at all. You began playing with my clit, fingers flicking it real quick. Now I am really feeling this assault on my fiery pussy, which is waiting to release. All of this beast, which I have under control for too long, to let my fingers glide up your shaft to reach the pinnacle of the dick, which is waiting ever so patiently to have a turn at this fiery pussy, which is getting wet, ready, able to do what you turned me over to do, wrapping my legs around your neck just so you could get a taste first, then on to the main course of this love fuck fest of orgasmic relaxation. And that was my piece.
Woo! That fire in the house! That's, all right. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. All right, that was Miss Strong Island. Ooh, girl, you brought the heat in here tonight.
Starting off with the fireworks, all right.
Thank you.
All right, Miss Strong Island, thank you for that piece. We're going to keep it going. We have the chat, the switchboard is lit up, so we're going to give every poet a chance to really come forth, so hang out with us a little while longer. We will be announcing at 5 minutes before the end of the show the winners of the two remaining items. So hang tight with us, Strong Island, like I know you will.
Yes, I will.
Excellent.
Okay. Caller from the 386 area code. You're on the air with Poetic Energy. Guest host Michael Hansen. Who do we have on the air with us?
Hello.
Yes, caller from the 386. You're on the air.
Hi. My name is Noir. How are you?
Okay.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Yes. Finally, we had a little glitch there, but we got it under control. So. What are you going to bless us with this evening?
Well, actually, I was just listening. I wasn't really interested in any contest, but I'll do a piece. I'm not interested in the contest, though.
Oh, okay.
That's fair enough.
Okay. Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read an excerpt from a piece that I just have not finished yet. And,
okay.
Basically, it's like a really long poem, so even though it's not even finished yet, I couldn't possibly read everything I wrote about it. But I'm going to read a piece of it, hopefully, if I can bring it up here. Any day now. The name of the poem is called 14th Street.
All right.
And as soon as I get it up here, I'll start reading an excerpt from it. Hold on a second. This is what happens when you have an old computer.
Okay, while you're still getting your piece together, we'll take the next caller.
Yeah,
come
go
back
ahead.
To you.
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
That'll be
okay. Okay, caller from the 843. You're on the air with Poetic Energy and guest host Michael Hansen. Who do we have on the air, and what are you going to do for us this evening?
This is Stylicia Bowden.
Hi, Stylicia.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey, Style.
We're doing wonderful. Glad you can make it.
Yes, yes. Hello, hello, Michael. How are you?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to do a piece called I'm Ready. It's on my blog. It's called
okay,
I'm Ready.
So.
I'm ready to give you my all, holding nothing back. Loving you is like a 9-to-5. I'm ready to put in the work. I might have to work the graveyard shift, but every moment with you is a moment of bliss. Anticipating the moment we kiss with love, sometimes you have to be willing to take a risk or you could miss out on true love. See, I am ready to love with no holds bars, taking the limits off, not using my past to injure what we can have. Stop self sabotaging the connection I need to let go and give you all my affection, letting my heart lead in the right direction. See, I am ready to be the woman I was built to be, loving you unadulterated with no hidden fear, drawing your love near. See, I am ready to love, love you with all, even if it fails. At least I took a risk. I would rather love without never falling or feeling love at all. I am ready to love you.
All right, is that set piece?
Yep, that's in piece.
All righty, we do something here on the show. Hold on, we got to show you some love.
Yes, it's Galicia. Thank you. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I like all right. Romantic and clever. Very nice.
Thank you.
I love that piece, and we're going to stay. We still have at the end of 5 minutes of the show, we're going to announce who the winner is. So everyone, you know, pick your favorites. If it's not you, then you have someone else in mind that you're going to pick. So, Alicia, thank you so much for that piece, and we hope you can hang out with us a little while longer because you might be one of the winners. Who knows?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right, caller from the 617 area code. You're on the air with the Poetic Energy Radio Show, and guest host Michael Hansen, who we have on the air with us. Caller from the 617, are you there? Okay, well, we're going to come back to that caller and go back to our previous caller. Caller from the 386 area code, you're back on the air with the Poetic Energy Radio Show and guest host Michael Hansen. Are you ready with your piece?
I actually cannot bring that piece up, so I'm going to do something different. And,
okay, sounds great.
This is a piece I wrote. I don't do this piece that much. I like to do this on stage every once in a while. The name of the piece is the first line of the piece.
Okay.
And I'll just get right into it. Blind sculpting lesbians are ruining my life. I'm trying to write something, wanting to mean something, hoping to move cold hearts with phrases to make them love. But now I'm told on the off chance I should succeed, no one will care. Sorry, they say at the Poetry Cafe, your descent is passé. Panning racism is de classe. Besides, have you noticed the president is black? You've overcome already, so get in line like the rest of us. I slowly slink to the back of the queue, but I can still see way up front, and there, sitting at the table with the very same public I need so much to hear me, is a blind sculpting lesbian. Now I'm really done for. Might as well go home. As she daintily nibbles the Chipotle fish taco, the fascinating tale of Against All Odds is spellboundingly related. How she was born blind and miraculously given sight through a magnanimous charity founded by well-meaning gynecologists, only to have a molesting stepfather burn her brand new eyes out with pipe ash. Obviously, he got his monkeys mixed up, mistaking speak no evil for see no evil. And in retrospect, it's an error made more commonly than you think. While she regrets her loss, it's clear blindness gave her one gift. Hands that were forced to see became masterful interpreters of life. My Chelsea keeps insisting to anyone who will listen that all of her works resemble either Malibu Barbie or Daffy Duck, probably the last thing she saw before her papa smirked his thing. But whenever I say this to others, they look at me as if I was being flatulent during church. I'm left to silently sulk while my sightless sculptor poet relates how she discovered her alternate sexuality. It seems her husband, a guy so similar in description to me, could be related, was always begging her to do a threesome with the neighbor's wife, whom he'd already been cheating with. After years of him begging, she finally relented, only to find out that the following. And I, of course, had mixed feelings on this. I'm always glad to discover something new about myself. I was happy for her and happy for the neighbor's soon-to-be ex-wife. Yet, even though her husband was far from virtuous, he and I had too much in common for me not to help but feel an almost personal situation. So, I am vehemently anti-lesbian, if you cannot already tell. Anti-lesbos, except, of course, for adult DVD rentals. I'm especially against black lesbians, not that I don't empathize with their plight, but to me that's just too much damn about their Latin kids. I say, pick a fight and stick with it. Fight for gay pride, or fight against sexism, or fight for the end of racial bigotry. In a perfect world, we do all three simultaneously, but in reality, most of us don't even fight well enough on one fight, never mind all of them. This brings me to the Mike Wallace question, the one that, when asked, makes the person being interviewed want to kick Mike's ass and has them demand that the crew stop filming immediately. Isn't a black lesbian poet writing mostly about gay rights or female equality sort of like an AIDS victim trying to cure herself or himself with cough syrup? Okay. So maybe I'm out of bounds. Maybe I've crossed the line, gone away from that hallowed imaginary place where decorum is a wise and patient scholar into a kind of adult kindergarten ordered over by an old-fashioned school mom with early-stage dementia. Maybe I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Maybe she grew up in a place where her sexuality or sex was much more repressed or oppressed than her skin color. And if so, if that's the case, shouldn't I apologize? Maybe this isn't about blind sculpting lesbians at all. Is this about me? About my lack of vision and my unwillingness to try and shape my world due to unreasonable, unfounded fears? Is it? Nah, who am I kidding? It's about the blind sculpting lesbians and all the unmentionable, unknowable, unimaginable things to nobody at all. Nobody. And peace.
That's that piece?
That's that piece.
Wow.
Wow. That was very, you sounded like a very personal piece. And one of the great things about poetry is that you're able to, it gives you a freedom to just to speak what you want to say. And that was a very profound poem with, you know, speaking from your heart. So we certainly appreciate your voice, being able to, you know, really lay it down with, you know, what you really want to say, what you want to get out. Very
yeah,
different.
I thought that was a really articulate and whimsical narrative poem. It was just blew me away. That was great.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And who do we have?
My name is Noir Hefe. I'm in the chat, and I like to write. I mostly write stuff like poetry of dissent, but every once in a while, everything I write, I try to start a conversation. And what I wrote about in that poem is not necessarily my own personal views, but it's
right.
basically to provoke and evoke discussion.
And entertain, I have to tell you. You definitely entertained with that piece.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I sometimes you got to be a little humorous and don't take yourself that seriously. So
all right.
That's what I thought.
Michelle, should I make my announcement?
Yes, we're going to mute Noriete. And thank you so much for sharing with us and stopping
by the show.
Thank
you for letting me share, and good luck to the women. Again, like I said, I'm not really interested in contests in poetry, but
okay.
I like to hear good poetry, but I appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you so much. All righty, Michael, yes, we are going to let you do the first giveaway with your autographed copy of Jubilant Whispers. And drum roll, please.
Okay, it's a little close. I've liked all the poems I've heard tonight. And I'm not sure who this is going to go to because of what we just heard. But I would have to say that Blind Sculpting Lesbians takes the prize just all the way. It was a rampaging, unrelenting poem. and it blew me away. I thought it was great. The question is, can we give a gift to this man, or will he not accept it?
Noriette, he said that he wasn't interested, so what we can do is get him back on the air and let him give away the gift to one of his favorites for this evening. So let's connect him back on the air.
Cool.
Is he still on the air? Noriette, are you still there?
Well, I could give you my second choice.
Oh, hey, we are going to go with the second choice.
Okay, and when I say second, I'm not saying it was second. I loved all the poems tonight. What's great is they're all so very different, which is what makes this program so wonderful, Michelle. I would have to say I'm ready. I thought it was, like I said before, romantic and clever and full of life, and I think style deserves an award.
All right, Style, with I Am Ready, you have won an autographed copy of Jubilant Whispers from our guest host, author Michael and poet Michael Hansen. Yay!
Yes.
Miss Style!
The first
Yay! With I Am Ready. We so thank you and appreciate you for sharing that piece with us, which is a winner this evening. We are so excited. We do have one more gift to give away, and that's going to be at the last 5 minutes of the show. And we are going to base that also either the poet that calls in with another piece that we can choose from, or we're going to draw a number from 1 to however many people we have in the chat room, and that person is going to be the winner of a GPS system, which is pretty much our biggest prize. Last week we gave away a digital camera, and the week before that we gave away a $50 gift card. So this will conclude our gift giving until the last 5 minutes of the show. Well, we're going to keep it going here. We're going to take the next caller on the air. Caller from the 67 area code. You're on the air with Poetic Energy and guest host Michael Hansen. Who do we have with us? Caller from the 617, are you there?
No.
I hear someone. I hear something. Are you there?
Don't be shy.
Okay.
Oh, bummer.
I heard something. All righty. Well, I guess they're a little shy. Don't be shy. Are you there, caller 617? Area code? Okay, well, people, we are going to keep it going here. We're going to give you some more of the poet of Stylisia Bolden, which happens to be in the chat room with us this evening. I didn't realize that was Style. But we do have another favorite track of hers that people really have really embraced, and this is entitled Black Girls Rock.
Black girls rock. From the sway of our hair, from the voluptuous curves we wear, men stare. From our ripping the runway, fashionista affair, we flare beauty, boldness, and confidence everywhere. From loving the skin we are in, to being the businesswoman, daughter, mother, and leader. See, we are incredible, unstoppable, undeniable. Did I mention we are yet phenomenal? One of a kind, unique, from many shades we reap. We are beautiful, strong, and poised. We rock it well. We rock it swell. From young to old, we rock it bold. We coming out pure as gold. We are queens, Cleopatra in disguise. We are black girls, and we rock. Black girls rock. We are beautiful, strong, and poised. We rock it well. We rock it swell. From young to old, we rock it bold. We're coming out pure as gold. We are queens, Cleopatra in disguise. We are black girls, and black girls rock.
All right, that was Silesia with Bolden with Black Girls Rock. We'd like to give her, show her some love in the house here.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we have 10 minutes remaining in the show. Michael, you want to give us another piece?
Absolutely. And this poem will be, he just opens the book randomly, Candy Girl.
All right.
I work beside this confectionery dish, a petite sweet with eyes like licorice. Her smile makes this little boy say yum, her breath a rum of bubblegum. But it ain't funny, my bit of honey. I crave like good times chocolate bunnies. This neat carbohydrate treat stays wrapped, withholding her unfolding from this cold vanilla frap. So I give Jack Daniels lollipops the licks and drink hot shots of peppermint schnapps and Godiva spiked chocolate and Nestle's Quick. Candy's dandy, liquor's quicker.
All right, that was our co-host, Mr. Michael Hansen. All right. Ooh, somebody say, ooh, Michael. We so love it. But you know how I feel about your poetry. It's just such a wonderful joy. And I drink tea in the morning to your jubilant whispers. And I just have a great time. I almost feel like you're here with me when I read your pieces. But we're going to keep it going here. We got 9 more minutes remaining. And Silesia has offered to give one of her CDs away to the next poet. So we're going to take, we do have some callers still on the switchboard here. So we're going to take the next caller, caller from the 843 area code. You're on the air with Poetic Energy and co-host Michael Hansen. Who do we have on the air with us?
Silesia again. The 843 number is me.
Oh, okay. All righty. So did you want to give away to the poets from what you've heard already, or?
Well, if they from the next round, or I don't know if y'all have in the next round because I know you have guests coming on, but I just wanted to give to the person, I guess, the next two, whoever, the best between the next two.
Okay. Well, this is what we'll do. We'll take the next caller. We're going to put you on mute for a moment, Silesia, for a moment. Okay, caller from the 631 area code. You're on the air with Poetic Energy and co-host Michael Hansen. Who do we have on the air with us? You could be one of our next winners. Okay, we're going to take the next caller.
Okay.
Another call from the 631 area code. You're on the air with Poetic Energy and co-host Michael Hansen. Who do we have on the air with us?
Strong Island 631, can you hear me?
Hi, Strong Island, how are you?
I'm good.
Ms. Silesia said that she wants to give away a CD to the next between the next two poets. So you're going to read another piece for us?
Sure.
All right.
This piece is actually called Chocolate Man. And it goes like this. Chocolate man, you know who you be. Come now and drop me to my knees. No need to play hide and seek. We got it covered as I speak. I'm wrapping the chocolate with stars in my eyes because I finally will get my prize. Candy apple, you said to me? Cherry flavored, I must be. mistaken for a love of all types, but truth be, my chocolate man is the only flavor that can make my legs shake, my heart race, my mind go into overdrive. Can you feel what I feel? Just the taste will make you brace for more of the explosions to come from my chocolate man with the big plans. And that is my piece.
All right.
That was
piece.
Great. Wonderful.
The Strong Island.
All right, Ms. Strong Island, we're gonna connect the next person into the on the switchboard, and we're gonna put you back on mute. So hang on tight. We still have a few more minutes remaining to the show, and we're gonna announce our next winner. Caller from the 617 area code. You're on the air with Poetic Energy and co-host Michael Hansen. Who do we have with us? Okay, still no one here. All righty. Well, we're going to announce this. We have five more minutes remaining in the show. Before we announce the winner, I just want to take again a moment to acknowledge all the guests that we have hanging out with us in the chat room and all the global listeners. We'd like to thank Poetic State of Mind for being here, Black Homeschoolers, Gemini 619, Guest 6003, Mr. J. Early, our co-host for this evening, Mr. Michael Hansen, Nori Gente, Shanice Marie, Sherry Williams, Strong Island, and Miss Style. So we are going to, the poets are kind of shy this evening, yeah, but we have quite a few of them in the chat room. So we do have now two gifts to give away because Miss Stylistia Bolden has offered to give one of her CDs away to the next two, between the next two poets. Well, we only have Mr. Strong Island called in. We still have a chance for you to call in and share with us one of your pieces. So without further ado, Michael, drum roll. You know what I want to do. Yes, go ahead, Michael.
Willy Wonka's got nothing on Chocolate Man, so...
Chocolate Man. Yeah, Miss Strong Island, she really puts it out there, that really sensual, intimate stuff.
Yeah, I think we know who's going to get that award, don't we?
Strong Miss Strong Island. So we're going to see if Mrs. Stylistia agrees. Stylistia, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Well, Michael says that he thinks Miss Strong Island should get your CD. What do you think?
I agree.
All right, Ms. Strong Island, you are the winner of a CD from one of our favorite artists to the Poetic Energy Radio Show, who we play two of her tracks, Ms. Stylistia Bolden, and we will get that information from her so that we can make sure that you get the CD. Thank you so much, Stylistia, for offering that. Strong Island. All right, yeah, you guys can make that happen and let us know how that all works out. Now we're going to thank you, Stylistia, again for doing that.
Yeah, thanks,
bro. We're definitely going to have you on as a featured guest very soon.
I'll have to check that show out.
We have two more minutes remaining, and what I'm going to do, since we don't have time to have another poet speaker word, I'm just going to choose a number between 1 and the number of guests that we have on in the chat room and give away the GPS system to that person. Let's try number 8. Whoever number 8 is in the chat room at the moment, can you tell who that is, Michael?
You mean like in the list?
Yes.
Why it happens to be Nora Gente.
No, wait a minute. Poetic State of Mind. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Shanice Marie. That's number 8.
Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have counted the first one.
Poetic State of Mind, which is Poetic State of Mind, Black Homeschoolers, 2, Gemini 619 is 3, Guest 6003 is 4. Jay Early is 5, Michael Hansen 6, Nora Dente 7, Shanice Marie 8.
Shanice Marie is a lucky person tonight.
Alrighty! Alrighty! Well, it has been a blast, Michael. I just want to thank you for so much for hanging out with us and helping me with the show this evening and giving away one of your books entitled The Jubilant Whispers. We so appreciate you giving that to one of our guests this evening, guest poets this evening. We certainly appreciate and welcome you to come back anytime.
Great. It was a lot of fun tonight.
Yes, and we had a lot of poets that showed up but did not really called in like they normally do, but that's okay because, they, you know, we will get them next time. But, folks, we have only a few more, a second, 55 seconds remaining to the show. I'd just like to thank all of you for hanging out with the Poetic Energy Radio Show. Congratulations to all of our winners, and congratulations, Ms. Strong Island. Congratulations, Ms. Stylicia Bolden. Congratulations, Ms. Shani Marie. We so appreciate you all for hanging out. Please tell your friends all about us. We'll be back after Christmas with new and exciting things happening on the Poetic Energy Radio Show. God bless you. Good night, all. And we will see you soon. Happy holidays to you. Be safe.
Happy holidays.
Good night, Mike. Good night.